Are you tired of yo-yo dieting? Tired of starting a new weight loss program just to fail again? Are you tired of beating yourself up, losing self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-respect? It's time to create lasting change once and for all, my friend. Welcome to the Body Mastery with Alex Yegorov podcast. My name is Alex Yegorov, and my goal is to help you master your body, your weight loss, and weight maintenance, your health, energy, and vitality. My mission is to help you unlock your inner power so you can start producing consistent and measurable results while enjoying everything life has to offer without sabotaging your results. My main outcome for this podcast is to share proven strategies so you can get good lasting results and keep them lifelong while avoiding pitfalls and setbacks so you can save your time, money, health, and efforts on things that simply do not work. Are you ready to rock and roll? Let's begin.
And also, really worth easing our way out of it, right? So how do we break a fast? How do we make sure that we're not messing up our system on that end? So can you dive into breaking our fast a little bit?
Exactly, Rusty, exactly. I forgot even to mention about that. The biggest mistake that I've encountered, it's not even related to fasting. I mean, fasting is easy. You just skip everything. Just drink water and don't have any problems. That's the easiest way. But the hardest one, and only smart fasters know that, is how you break a fast. The most important part is how you break a fast. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter intermittent fasting, prolonged fasting or something. It is the more you fast, the more it's actually crucial how you break the fast. Because believe it or not, when you fasting, your body go into the processes where, again, it cleans yourself up, and a lot of things is happening in your digestive tract, and basically it's getting a little bit breakdown because of those different mitochondria, different cells starting eating itself, cleaning itself, and it's kind of sounds ridiculous, sounds like something bad, where in reality it's good because it's cleaning the old dead cells and whatnot. And first of all, you have to break the fast the right way. You have to take care not of your need of eat right away, but basically of your gut biome, of your gut, of your digestive tract. And this is where bone broth comes handy big time. I want everybody, and all the time when I'm breaking a fast, I have a cup of the bone broth, and then it's basically it creates this flexibility in the column. It's warming it up. It's like a before workout. You don't want to push right away and run or lift 200 pounds something or whatever on your biceps. So you're trying to ease out. You're trying to pre-warm your system. In this case, your digestive system, your digestive tract. If you're going to take care of your gut biome, of your digestive system, you will save your health and you will get a lot more weight loss as well. And of course, health benefits. So all the time, I know not a lot of people like bone broth. I drink it every single day. I cook myself. I mean, my wife cooking, but you can go and buy different ones. But the preferably it's a bone broth, chicken bone broth, or the beef bone broth. That would be perfect. After that, I will wait maybe 15 minutes again to give my body to pre-warm that right system, and then I will consume lean protein. Now, bone broth, it's already lean protein, which is great. And then you have lean protein, something like lean chicken, something like shrimps would be the perfect way to go. I usually go with chicken, but it's just my preferences. About 5 ounces of it. And that's my intermittent fasting breaking fast protocol. I have bone broth, I have lean chicken. Now, why I don't combine right away with carbs and fats and all of that? And it's very simple. Again, your digestive system was resting, was rebuilding. The mucosal layer of your gut was a little bit breaking down. And you don't want to right away put all of the macronutrients, which is carbs, fats, and proteins, right? It's going to be hard to digest. In this case, you need to, your body need to create too much of the different enzymes to break down the fats, the carbs, and the protein. That's number one. Number two, I don't want to bombard my digestive system with the too much of the calories at the same time, because it also will release inflammatory response in your body, and it's not going to be good, not for your health, not for your weight loss, not even for your feeling. You're going to feel tired. So I always go it slowly, and then I have 30 minutes when I'm just not eating. So it's a kind of breaking fast protocol, cup of bone broth, lean protein 5 ounces, and then I wait 30 minutes, and then I would go and have my main meal, whether dinner, whether it lunch, depending on your schedule. That's how I usually go. And after that, again, depends on you doing keto, paleo, whatever you do, you already can put some carbs, some fats, and all of that mix. But to begin with, I don't wanna, because right at the end of the fast, you're very sensitive to the spike of the insulin sugar spike. So if you mix different components, if you add right away carbs, if you add right away fats and protein together, you will get a lot bigger spike of the blood sugar, and it's not going to be good for your health. It's something that I utilize only on a targeted keto, but I'm not going to probably dive into that. So I utilize that strategically. For most of the cases, I want to keep it as lean as possible, so I will get all of the health benefits and I will have all of the energy. Now, for those of you who want to work with me directly on your healthy weight loss journey, who need more personal touch, who want to me holding your hand in helping you with fasting, with keto, nutrition, exercises, whatever the case might be, and the most importantly, with accountability and the mindset help. If you want to not only lose weight, but actually keep it off for life, then I have a special one-on-one body mastery coaching program where I personally help my clients to reach their body of their dreams while getting energized, getting healthier, and happier in a healthy and sustainable way, which is the most important. Now, I make custom tailored meal plans, fasting and exercising regimen if necessary. We have daily accountability check-ins, weekly video Zoom calls with me personally, and lots more. So to find out more about this one-on-one body mastery coaching program and to book a free strategy call with me personally, go to my website at biohackbody.com. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or receive any value, then I'd love you to leave an honest review on iTunes. It does help a little bit to spread my word out so this podcast can reach more people, so we can help as many people as we possibly can to master their bodies and improve lives for the good. And don't forget to subscribe to the Body Mastery Podcast with Alex Yegorov for future episodes. I see you there.